from above, and I don't mean just me coming down on top of you from above. I mean, you know, right above.
We're talking psychicness with Georgina Walker. That's, that's what we're talking about. And if you've
never
got any love advice.
I just had a vision.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Two whales together.
that's not a very good business.
So, yeah, what is your question to Georgina? Alice, you're on the air.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Georgina's here.
Go ahead, sweet.
I was just wondering, my boyfriend's a bit, like, acting strange lately. I've been putting in all the effort. I've been putting makeup on to look pretty for him, wearing nice clothes for him, doing all these little things for him, and he won't really appreciate it. So I was just wondering, is it, like, good to stay or...
You know, you need to check your price tag, sweetheart. Have you marked yourself down as a special? Because at the end of the day, no matter what you're going to do, you're devaluing who you are because... If he's not interested now, what's it going to be like in another year or two? I think you need a boyfriend.
Yep, thanks. Thank you.
Thanks, Alice.
Maybe he... Well, has anyone ever thought the guy might be preoccupied with something?
No.
Ah, you girls, you're all...
He might be preoccupied with something else, but... It's
Right. Tony, you're on with Georgina Walker.
Hi. I just wanted to ask, my husband and I have been trying to fall pregnant for almost a year, so I just wanted to know if it will happen soon or if we have a fertility problem.
I think it's stress. There's just too much going on. There's not enough romance. I get 18, so whether it'll be, you'll be pregnant within 18 weeks, 18 days, consider having some acupuncture may assist it, but I just think it's just your stress levels.
What happens sometimes? Sometimes it's people, they treat this having a baby like filling up the car with petrol, don't they?
Yeah, it becomes too mechanical.
Yeah, it feels
and you know, it has become mechanical and the love and the lust has gone out of it. So, you know, make the time off from baby making and just getting back to loving each other.
Yeah,
I really think you will fall pregnant. I get 18. So,
good.
Yeah, so hold on to that.
Good-o. Okay, Emma, you're on the air. What's your question?
My question is, will my partner and I ever get married or am I just going to stay like this forever?
Is he going to propose?
I think it's your fantasy. I think this man is very, very content in the relationship. And he thinks, what's the point of spending the extra dollars? I know it's your fantasy to be married, but I do not see that you will get that reality.
So should she give him an ultimatum?
No.
I actually think fantasy. I think it's her fantasy to get married, but I feel he's very, very happy and he's very, very committed to her.
Look,
so it's the choice that she may be throwing somebody away who can give her lifelong happiness, but financially marriage is a waste of time.
Can I just say, girls, I know you girls, you love marriage, but Jackie, as Jackie learned just the other day, a boy to stand in church and promise that he'll never have sex with anyone else again, he only loves you and you're the best. That's not the guy's fantasy.
I have to be honest, this is somebody who does love this woman.
I agree.
It's just not his reality.
How old's this guy?
He's 24.
Oh, he's a baby. No wonder it's not his reality.
Kids only just left school.
You got your answer.
He's still in nappies.
Renee.
Hi, what's your question?
I'm very similar. I've been engaged for 4 years and I just wanted to see, are we ever going to walk down the aisle?
Kiddo, you need to set a date and I think you need to simplify your plans. The issue is it's gone over the budget and I think if you just wanted to have a cocktail party, get married by the ocean, you can be married by Christmas time. I think you need to get down off your high horse and your expectations. If you want that ring on your finger, you can have it, but you've got to have simplification.
Oh, lovely. That sounds great.
All right.
Anne.
My question for you is my partner at the moment, he's remained best friends with his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just wondering if there's anything still there or just...
No, I think they're best friends. You know, I think you're the problem and you're sort of igniting the issue and the message is just leave it alone. He's with you, but they are friends. So, you know, whether you need to say you've got a can, but I don't believe that's a good idea because he is a friend. There's nothing else going on.
So she's just, Anne's just a bit jealous here.
You know, well, you can understand he talks to the person or texts them, but I don't believe there's anything involved.
Good, that's what she wants to hear.
Great. So he's not going around there romancing, watching videos and
just
stuff
friends.
Like that. Yeah, fine. Yeah. Right. So there you go, Anne, drop it.
Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
And thank you, Georgina. If
thank
you,
guys.
You're
from
welcome.
Georgina, you can go to georginawalker.com.
Anytime, any place, Georgina will be on the other end of that thing, on the other end of that internet there, like a bloody like a keyboard warrior.